This is not a film produced in 1942. This film was digitally recreated with the 3D models, referring to the photographs shot by Russell Lee at the Old Santa Fe Station in Los Angeles on April 1st, 1942.
These were among the first Japanese Americans that would leave this station to go to the Owens Valley Reception Center. But this scene differed from the ones that would come in the following weeks. The people leaving this day were volunteers and the families of volunteers who were willing to leave Los Angeles early to construct the Manzanar Barracks and prepare for the arrival of the other incarcerees. You might wonder, why would someone help build the very prison they would be trapped in? While the motives likely varied from person to person, we know that some may have done so for the monetary compensation they were promised. Others may have agreed to it because they were promised that the rest of their family could later join them at the same camp. Regardless, as they departed, no one knew for certain what lay ahead.
Most of them were waiting for the train, not moving in the film. They looked like freezed as a target for the cameraman, who had the freedom of moving like a hunter.
In the creation of this animated video, Fujihata used not only photos, but also real people to act as models, several of whom were incarcerated in the camps as children, including June. June Aouchi Burke, who was sent from Los Angeles to Santa Anita Detention Center, and then to the incarceration camp in Roer, Arkansas, speaks about her memories from the forced removal. She was 10 at the time.
My mom and dad at that time, we all knew we had to get rid of everything we had that was Japanese. So my mother and my sister built a bonfire in the backyard, and they broke all of our Japanese dishes and artwork. Everybody was burning everything because they didn't want to be caught with anything Japanese in their home because they were afraid of being arrested if they had anything. So on the day that we were leaving, I remember we had to leave our dog with our neighbor. Probably that was the saddest part of leaving. But on the other hand, my mother and my father wanted to make us not be afraid. So it's like, oh, well, look, you're gonna go on a big bus ride, on a big bus. I don't know if they knew where we were going, but they tried to make it so that all of us children wouldn't feel any fear. And it shows in the pictures of this exhibit how calm our parents were. My father had come to the United States in 1899 when he was 20 years old for the American dream. I think they still believe that that was still possible.